50 years ago. World War I was 10 years preceding that, but in 1928, a song about memories of France.
Like a lot of little bubbles, I can blow away my troubles, dreaming of my romance. With a pretty little daughter and a chateau by the water, I dream that I'm back in France. Someone whispers to me, I love you, Marjorie, in my memories of France. And we stroll once again by the old river Seine, in my memories of France. And I see her still placing roses, her many a young pal reposes. She would laugh, she would cry, then a kiss, then goodbye, in my memories of France. On the road to Chateau Thierry, once again so tired and weary, I wander on my way. Then I reach a Latin quarter and a chateau by the water. It seems just like yesterday. Someone whispers to me, I love you, Marjorie, in my memories of France. And we stroll once again by the old river Seine, in my memories of France. And I see her still placing roses, her many a young pal reposes. She would laugh, she would cry, then a kiss, then goodbye, in my memories of France. The war has long been forgotten, and it's best that we should forget. It's an old story now, but still somehow there are dreams that linger yet. It's not the dream of a battle, and it's not the shot in the shell. It's the memory of a doughboy in love and a sweet little mademoiselle. You can blot out the memory of bullets when the years roll by like this, but you can't erase a beautiful face and the memory of a kiss. You can even forgive the enemy, forgive them as time goes by, but as long as you live, you'll never forgive yourself for saying goodbye. Maybe she wasn't your sweetheart, you considered her only a toy, but when God made her kind, he had in mind a homesick soldier boy. She would laugh, she would cry, then a kiss, then goodbye.